Preface to the Third Edition. 30 years have now passed since the initial publication of Getting to Yes. We are delighted and humbled that so many people from so many places around the world continue to find it helpful in transforming their conflicts and negotiating mutually satisfying agreements. Little did we know at the time of its publication that this slender book would become a reference point in a quiet revolution that has, over the course of 3 decades, changed the way we make decisions within our families, organizations, and societies. The Negotiation Revolution. A generation ago, the prevailing view of decision-making in most places was hierarchical. The people at the top of the pyramids of power, at work, in the family, in politics, were supposed to make the decisions, and the people at the bottom of the pyramids to follow the orders. Of course, the reality was always more complicated. In today's world, characterized by flatter organizations, faster innovation, and the explosion of the internet, it is clearer than ever that to accomplish our work and meet our needs, we often have to rely on dozens, hundreds, perhaps thousands of individuals and organizations over whom we exercise no direct control. We simply cannot rely on giving orders, even when we are dealing with employees or children. To get what we want, we are compelled to negotiate. More slowly in some places, more rapidly in others, the pyramids of power are shifting into networks of negotiation. This quiet revolution, which accompanies the better-known knowledge revolution,